very, very sad news that broke for us little tonight there, and still just reeling in the shock of this morning. I would say, really, to be fair, none of us had any sleepless night as such. I suppose if you like, collect our thoughts and stuff, and just obviously our immediate thoughts and prayers are what we're knowing. Because we gave Garvey's daughter Amy, her mum and dad, and her siblings, brothers and sisters, and so on, and her extended family circle as such. So it's a very, very sad day for us here in the Glenties MD. As I say, with this news this morning, or last night, we got it, but for the people waking up this morning, it's just starting to become aware of what's happening as the morning moves on. It's a terrible day for us all together. Noreen was just such a lovely person, such an excellent counsellor, always, as it describes her, just razor sharp on the ball, crystal clear, making her points, always just in tune with what was going on. I recall from meeting to meeting, seconds to none if need be, could pull anybody up just at a moment, just at an instance. And Noreen's heart all the time was just in her area, in her Glenties MD, West Donegal, as I say, where she hailed from. And all Noreen wanted to do was just represent the her constituents, her people, to the best of her ability, and she done that from the time she got elected in 2019 alongside myself and others there. And just anybody that contacted Noreen wasn't left wanting anyway, that's for sure. And she always, as I say, she fought the corner for everybody that had come her way. But it's a very, very sad morning, Michaela. As we say, just on that as well, just it was fair thought as well for her former boss here, former TV Pat Cope, who Noreen was secretary for as well for a long, long time. Many would have known Noreen through her role in Pat Cope's office as well before she got elected in 2019. She was no stranger to the people as such. But yes, it's a very, very sad day, Gaelic First and West Donegal here.